Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo.
Hey, hey.
As you can see, I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And we are back.
In the building.
In the building. In the playoffs. Yes, sir. We're representing the Cowboys today.
Go Cowboys.
Yes, we are division winners. We clinched the division. It was, you know, it was a long, hard-fought season.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people doubted us, but, you know, it's all good. But that's not why we're here.
We're here.
I promise you, y'all, please like, and you're going to want to share this video because we got some information for you guys on tonight.
It's going to be a fireball.
Fireball.
As always.
It's going to be like the New Year's fireworks. The week after New Year's is going to be the New Year's fireworks after New Year's.
After the New Year's.
So listen, y'all, we're here, and we thank God for those who continue to support us. Man, listen, again, like I said, like and share this content. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be amazing tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Shift real talk, y'all. I promise you, I'm excited.
Come on, talk about it.
So listen, I want to say this. Successful communication.
Wait, what's the topic?
The topic is, what is the topic?
Okay, so tonight, we are unlocking your healthy connection. Because some people, they want a connection so bad. They want to feel wanted. They want to feel needed. They want to feel seen. But a lot of times in relationships, in family life, life be lifing. And people don't have the connections. And it's really, really, you know, causing a lot of, you know, turmoil, causing a lot of heartache and pain. So tonight,
unlocking healthy. See, that's the thing. A lot of times it's not healthy. And when we exist in situations instead of really.
Hey, you going to let me finish?
Sure. Go ahead. Come on. She going to say, you going to let me finish and then sit there. You got
that was my stare off like, wet.
No.
But anyway, so ATL, tonight we are going to be unlocking healthy connections, and you're going to be amazed how it's going to go down. So, okay.
Well, so first of all, and only of all,
Hey, Aunt Liza.
Hey, Auntie. So listen, successful communication, it does not just happen. It don't just happen. You know what I'm saying? Communication, it just doesn't happen. We have to create the safety and the safe place for communication and the highest level of intimacy to happen. So we got to create that. You know what I'm saying?
How does that communication and creating a safe place do? What does that have to do with the connection?
You just cut me off so nicely.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'll just.
Yeah, I mean, did she just say, let
sure
me.
We're still on topic.
Yeah, I am. We on topic. Let me finish.
Okay.
My intro, because I have an intro.
All right.
So what happens is we must influence communication to meet the needs of our mates. We have to influence the level of communication.
What does that mean? Babe, we having a conversation, so if you're going to have to either answer the questions or
not. Yeah, so we got to unlock.
Doris.
We got to unlock.
Ms. Doris.
So this is unlocking. What is the topic again?
So you need me now?
Yes.
The topic is unlocking your healthy connection.
Your healthy connection. It all is all based on communication, and we want to break this down.
Okay?
Because there's a difference between conversation and communication. There's a difference.
Okay.
There is a difference. So before we break down the difference, understand that nobody wants to be in a situation where they feel like they're in it, but they're invisible.
Okay.
You know, meaning like you don't feel heard, you don't feel the trust, you don't feel certain things that you need in relationship.
You don't feel considered in the relationship.
You don't feel considered in the relationship. And a lot of this is based on communication.
Okay, so you just said connection. I mean, conversation and communication is different.
Yeah. How? Conversation, when you deal, see, first of all, most women are detailed. They're very detailed. They, you know, they can look at a room and understand everything that's in the room because they're very detailed. That's why most women are interior decorators, most women. You know, so, you know, because you know the detail about everything. And that you're so detailed to your detail in your level of communication.
Right.
So when you talk about the difference of communicating and conversating just gives the headline. It gives the headline of the story. So that means you're talking on the surface level.
Okay.
You're talking on the surface level. So when you communicate, you go a lot deeper. You give detail. You give detail when it comes to communication.
Okay.
You give a whole lot of detail. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You got that?
I got you so far.
You got me.
Eliza told me not to interrupt. So.
Thank you, Eliza. I got somebody else to, because she's just coming in and rudely.
She said, allowing the other person to freely express themselves without interruption, so I will be obedient, Aunt Liza.
Without the interruption. See, that's a unlocking healthy. See,
unlocking. Come on.
We're going to lock this tonight, you know, with me and my wife.
That's right. Eliza coaching us. She says, you have to talk to each other, not at each other.
Yes.
Amen.
So understand this too. Because most women are detailed.
Uh huh.
This is needed in the conversation.
Okay.
You know, you need. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, when you talk, we're giving the headline, and if you don't give the details, it allows women to come up with the details themselves. You know what I'm saying? It allows women to go into their detailed mind,
right.
Their detail, because their mind is that what they see. So they put together a level of detail if the man is not detailed in the conversation. So if you just give the outline of the story,
uh-huh.
Which is just the basic, you know what I'm saying? Like say if you ask me a question and I say, like you say, hey, how did you get here? I drove. And in your mind, you're going to be like, no, you didn't just drive. You didn't just drive. You probably stopped at a store.
Right.
You probably did this, you know.
Right. I got you. First of all, I just have to say this. Hey, Mind Provoking, we love you much. Aunt Liza says, no, I was talking about him. Thank you, Aunt Liza. I love you.
Really?
Thank you, Aunt Liza.
I thought you was on my side tonight, Auntie.
So the thing is, all right, today, on our way here, I walked to the car. In the back seat is a soda. Now, I know my husband does not drink soda, and we're in his car. So I said, who did you have in your car? And it wasn't a question of female. It was just I knew someone in my own details of the story.
Your detail.
I depicted that someone else had to have been in the car because my husband doesn't drink soda. So he began to say, no, I went to Kroger's and I got that for one of the his clients. He said it was less expensive to get the whole pack than just to get one. So I ended up getting the whole pack. I put the other ones in the freezer at the little fridge in the shop. And I just gave him that one. So it was cold, nice and cold. I just decided to take me a sip. So because he gave me all of those details, and I didn't need the details, but because he gave me all of those details, he left no room for me to make my own story up in my head. And I think that's a good example. Am I
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So now what you're doing is when you're giving details, details, what they do is they build bridges.
Okay.
They build not bridges, but they build a bridge.
A bridge.
The bridge is what connects our heart together. So you know how I live in New York. I'm born and raised in New York. And what the Brooklyn Bridge and Manhattan Bridge, what those bridges do, they They allow you to get from one burrow to another because there's a level of water that separates the burrow.
Right.
So you got to get a bridge. You got to get on the bridge to get to the other side of the burrow,
right,
which connects it.
Right.
So it connects New York together, but it also allows you to get from one place to another.
Right.
So the thing is, when you go into communicating and you go into giving these details, what we're doing is the water that's in the space here, it allows our hearts to connect. And what that does is when it allows our heart to connect, it even goes to a level of affirmation.
Okay.
A level of affirmation. And understanding affirmation is not just understanding that there is a bridge, and it's not just giving a compliment.
It's not just giving a compliment, but
affirmation is saying, I know that this bridge is connected to bring us together. So what it does is it allows me to understand and say that I'm getting to know you, or I know who you are, and I'm able to now be on point with my level of detail or with my level of affirmation, because this is a level, also a level of detail.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm learning tonight. So basically you're trying to tell me that affirmation is not just, like you said, it's not just a compliment.
No.
What it is you understanding me enough and learning me enough to know how to communicate with me so that I feel affirmed.
With the detail.
Got it.
Yes. It's not just giving a compliment.
Yeah.
Because what you can do in the affirmation is if you give the affirmation has to be so on point.
Uh-huh.
That if you give just a little level of offness in the detail,
uh-huh,
or a level of offness in the affirmation, then the affirmation has fallen on deaf ears.
Okay, so let me read what Aunt Liza say. Now, Aunt Liza, I think this speaks to the fact that he said you have to understand that person.
You got to understand that person.
How to communicate and affirm them in the conversation with the details. So Aunt Liza says, too many details can become confusing at times. Usually when women ask a question, we already know the answer. So basically what that lets me know is in order for me to have a connection with you, Aunt Liza, I have to know you well enough to know that at times it's not all about just giving a whole bunch of details. You probably want me to come straight down straight street and give you what it is and let that be it. So
see, even with women, like she said, women, if they ask a question, they already know the answer.
Uh-huh.
I believe not just that you know the answer, you already see, because you guys are detailed and you have a picture in your mind already. You already have come up with a level of detail. Now, it's not always correct, but a lot of times because you have detail is because you've painted a picture or you already investigated or you. But at the end of the day, women are detailed. You are detailed individuals.
Right. And what we have to remember is we have to be careful because Satan is very crafty. So even in the fact that, okay, usually when we ask questions, it's because we do already know. But at some times we know what we think we know. And then we add to it to mm-hmm. make a scenario yeah. or our narrative. So some of the stuff that we may think we know may not be accurate until we ask the question, and that question is answered with not just a one-word answer, just with some details. So I understand that, because the connection that you need in any relationship, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's somebody you're dating, or whether it's somebody at work in the family, that connection has to be, like you said, the connection is the bridge. The bridge is what yeah. makes it. Those are the details.
Let's understand what details are.
Okay.
Details come from your heart. So you can't overgive your heart, because this is you. Because the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's whatever in your, you give what's in your heart. And that's where intimacy and romance comes from.
Yeah.
It comes from the level on, and you know, the levels of where your heart is.
Right.
So what you're doing is you're building this bridge through the heart, through the intimacy of what's deeply inside of you,
right,
into me. That's what the intimacy that you're giving, the true self of you.
Yeah. And I, hey, Mama Pearly, we love you. We love you too. She's, and Keisha and Scooter. Hi. Okay. So,
hey, Mama.
You said basically, I'm going to go back a little bit. You said that conversation and I'm gonna reach so far as to say conversation is just a small piece of communication.
It's a small piece. It's an element of communication.
It's an element.
But a lot of time, like I said, when it's dealing with relationships, communication goes more in depth. It goes more in depth because now you have to know the person.
Right.
You got to understand what the person needs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the details.
Right. And we always say, okay, I'm a good communicator. We always say communication is the key. But what we don't know that there are elements to communication.
Yeah, elements to communication.
And conversation is not the only thing, the end all be all in communicating, because that's how come connections are not being made. Because people thinking that, okay, we had a conversation, or that conversation is the only thing that causes the connection when there is communication. So,
that's like, and that's where romance come from.
Uh-huh.
And what does romance say? Romance says, I am studying you.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting to know you so that I can give you what you need.
I like that.
That's romance.
I like that. Right.
So that I can give you what you need. You know, and it's like, you know, let's use our Lord and Savior. He already knows us.
Yeah.
He loves us.
He loves us.
He loves us.
Absolutely.
And he knows what we need.
Right.
And because we are secure in him.
In his love.
In his love. It's like a level of romance that we have. And it's like that.
Level of intimacy.
This is when you truly into him.
Yeah.
Because when he gives you what you need, it's like, oh my God.
Thank you.
There's this feeling that comes over you.
Yeah.
There's this feeling of security. There's this sense of my God. Yes.
It's so many people say, I feel like I'm not seen. Oh my goodness. When you have that connection, you feel like, okay, he sees me. Or from my standpoint, he sees me. He hears me. And that's very important. But what it sounds like you're saying is, you keep saying you have to know. Communication, one element is knowing that person.
You got to know the person. That's why
you have to
date and get information. So, because these are the things that we do. These are the things that we do when we're dating. We get to know the person so that we know what to give them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We know what they need. You know,
even with our children.
You got
to
know them.
We feel like we have a connection with our children because we talk to them, because we give them instruction, because they live with us. But do we really understand that the conversation is not the
exactly.
biggest? That's not what connects us to our children.
So let me give an example. Okay, so now here's a...
Hey, Robin.
Here's an example of me knowing my wife.
Okay,
now,
come on.
And then affirming her.
Do you know me?
And affirming her and giving her that thing that she would need.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm off with my affirmation, it could really make her feel a certain way.
Okay,
prime example. Uh-huh. Say my wife cooked for me, right?
Uh-huh.
And I came home and said, that was good. In her head, it'll be like, that's it? Why would you say... Let me finish.
Okay,
let me finish.
Okay.
So, but if I would say, you know what, sweetie? I know with everything that you had going on today, and I know that, you know, with your busy schedule and the things that you fit in, you were able to make me a meal in the midst of what you had to deal with today. And I thank you for taking your time to make something that tastes so good. And so
I'm sorry, because you have never done that.
That's what I said. We're going to unlock it tonight too as well.
Unlock
so
it.
So, but it's still understood. But men and women need this.
Right.
Because it's like, if I were to affirm you and leave some things out, you probably wouldn't feel appreciated.
Okay,
or you
so
would
let me
feel
break
like
it out. Go ahead.
You would feel like I'm being manipulative. You feel like I'm saying this just to shut you up because I know that you're gonna
Okay, so let me break it down before we move on to the next thing. Okay. Because you know me.
Yeah.
And I think I know where you're going with this. I enjoy when I cook a meal and it's hot and I serve that meal to you that you, I sometimes catch myself looking to see if you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, is it good?
Yeah. Katina, what's up, girl?
Right. So if you were to just be like, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I would be like, really?
Hey, nigga, I just.
I got off work. I came home. I made sure. And I cook, when I cook a meal, I cook a meal. So I understand. So if you were to say, babe, that was good, even just that, the different way you say, oh, it was good, or babe, that was good, then I'll be like, oh, it was, okay. And then I'll feel happy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, affirming, you know, giving you that affirmation yeah. that you need.
And it's not anything much different, but just that thing of yes. you, the way you say it. Exactly. Sometimes.
Now let's go a little deeper now, because understanding that communication is the thing that really gives the healthy barrier that we need.
Uh-huh.
But there are elements of communication that we're going to deal with tonight.
Okay.
There are elements of this exact communication that we need to really have a healthy situation that we're in.
Unlocking that healthy unlocking.
Connection. So we gotta deal with this.
Because we have to yes. feel connected.
We have to be connected. We have to be connected.
Can I read Mind Provoking real quick?
Sure.
Mind Provoking said, to know someone would be to know a person's past and to show vulnerability exactly. while helping another know where they came from and why. This helps a person know if they have the capacity to handle you, all caps. Y-O.
That's right. You actually going into what we about to go into.
Come mind on, provoking. Mind provoking. So that's beautiful.
You speaking in the prophetic.
So we she said get you there. Have to know that person's past. Exactly. And you have to show vulnerability.
Exactly. I totally
while
agree.
Helping.
I totally agree. Wow. And we didn't even get there helping. Yet, but that is dope. I mean, and we're going to explain. We ain't even going to go deeper in what you're talking about, because that is so dope. My daughter.
Do you have
that's
the capacity niece. To handle me?
My niece.
Oh, I like that.
My daughter niece, yeah. So look, the first element of communication that is so important is tone.
Talk about the tone.
The tone.
Talk about it.
The tone is so important uh-huh. in communicating. Now, a lot of times our tone changes when we don't realize that we are two different people.
Uh-huh.
That means we've come from two different backgrounds.
Right.
We've come from two different upbringing.
Yep, upbringing.
We've probably come from two different religions. Now we don't.
No, we don't.
But we have two different mindsets, two different levels of thinking. Our tone changes when I go and I try to change her to think like I think. So I get upset, and now my tone is up. You know what you saw? You know,
because,
You crazy, or you know what I'm saying? So there's a level of respect that is not...
When it comes to your tone, come on.
That has to be aligned with the tone.
That's right, because I like that. You said when you try to change the other person from thinking how they originally think
yes.
to try to think like you, it's like you trying to control how they think instead of just accepting the fact that you think differently and get an understanding of how that other person thinks. So now y'all can have what? The details.
That's right.
And y'all can have
that's
that bridge
right.
from
right.
heart to heart. I like that.
So one thing that women need, especially when it comes to tone,
uh-huh.
one thing that women needs is security. Mm-hmm. And security can come from your conversation.
Okay, talk about it.
In your tone, you can say something in your tone, very authoritative and very in a leadership uh-huh. mode through Christ now.
Okay.
Because there's a way that God would say something that we understand, that we'll fall in line.
Love,
yeah,
right.
We said it in love, but uh-huh. we said it, you know, in love, and but it wasn't, you better do this, or you know what I'm saying? That, so
right.
so the security, yeah. the security that we give in the very thing that we say is a need for women. And then for men, the need in this same tone is honor. Men
respect,
love to
yeah.
be respected
yeah.
or honored. So if you come against that honor, I guarantee you that man would definitely gravitate to where he's going to be respected.
Now, let me tell you something. We did a marriage workshop probably about, it was a few months ago. And in my research.
Oh, wow.
hold on a second. In my research, I found out that a man's ego submits to respect.
To respect.
And I believe that's why God says, wives, respect your
yes.
husbands. Because his ego bows down. I don't want to say bows down, but his ego
right.
submits to respect. So you got to put some respect on that tone.
Yes. Man, you got to go back and read some of these comments, man.
Okay, which one?
Stop from my daughter.
Okay.
If we use expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
If we use expectations, all caps, in a relationship, we expect a person to be us. that eliminates the genuine aspect of another based off what you expect of them outside personal requirements. She says, I like that.
Yes.
Thomas Hunter, how are you? We talking about unlocking connections, a healthy connection, and the basis of it is laying a safe place for me to communicate and give my details and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Aunt Liza says, get out of my prayer closet. You all stepping on my toes. I'm just going to put them under the pew, baby. Put them under the pew, honey. I might come up under there and step on them under the pew, too. Robin says, tone, body language, range, level of your voice. All these things affect your communication with one another.
That's right.
That is so true. Robin, we love you. We had Robin we on last you, week.
Oh, she was
phenomenal.
Was powerful. Yes,
and
she
we
was.
Bringing her back. Look, Mama Pearly says, exactly, tone matters. When you're trying to get your point across to your mate, woman or male, that's right, tone matters. She that's says, right. Don't matter if you're a man or a woman, when you're
what
trying
up,
to get your point across, you have to watch your tone.
Yeah.
All right. Robin says, yes, a man's greatest need is honor/respect. A woman's greatest need is affection/attention because he gets in when he shows me that I am special.
Yes. Now,
Jay Marie Coleman, hi.
So remember this. So. Tone is the first element.
The first element.
It's the first element. We're not going to number, but we're just giving it to you 1, 2, 3.
Okay,
three,
not in any.
But this ain't in no specific order. But they
order,
just
yeah.
So the next one is time.
Okay, time.
Time.
Talk about time.
Never allow yourself to be too busy to communicate or to make the space to communicate.
Okay, now when you say make the space, talk about that for me.
Meaning.
Because you broke that down for me earlier and I love it.
Meaning if my day, you know, we all, life's with all of us.
Yeah, it
does. Life's with all of us. And because, you know, especially things now, a lot of things are a lot more expensive. So we get busy in our day, caught up trying to grind, trying to do this. Yeah. And some of us even have kids. So now you got to fit the day's work. You have to fit the kids in. You got to make sure that. And then by the time you get the opportunity to communicate or spend time with your mate or your spouse, then the hour is late. And then guess what? By the time the hour is late, you're exhausted. You're tired. You don't even have time to talk. And that weighs in. So you have to make the time. You have to put the time in to communicate with your spouse on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
You have to make time. And I hear people say this a lot of time. Now, you make time for the things you want to do.
Yes.
You will make time for the things you want to do. And if it's important to you, I promise you, you're going to make the time. Because I've seen people fit certain things in and say, okay, I got to have this done by 2 and right. have this done by. Yeah. But even if you have to schedule the time, it's important that you have that time of communication with your spouse. Because what it does is it shows them. Now, you don't need to understand why you're. What you're building in that level of showing them that they're just that important, that you are making the allotted time.
Priority.
Yes, you're making them a priority. Yeah. A priority to have that level of communication.
Say it again, babe.
You make priority. priority.
Okay, so basically, you have to have the correct tone. Put some respect on that tone. And you have to make the time. You make the time for what
okay,
you want to make
we got
the
a
time
question.
For.
We got a question that
okay,
we got to answer.
Okay, what's the question?
Elijah said, what do you do when you create a space for communication and they say they have nothing to say? First of all, like a safe space is not created in one, and sometimes it's not created in just one atmosphere or, you know, saying or one level or one incident or one, because sometimes that space is created over time. It's created over time because, you know, and so you just keep chipping away at it. Don't just give up on that one time.
That one time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't just give up on that one time. It's not just a space. It's really a level of emotion that you have to really kind of dig deep into and make it, you know, and then you have to analyze What did I do or to even get to this point that the space may not have even been created?
And not necessarily what did I do, what has happened
between us.
See, the thing is, there's a disconnect. And as we spoke earlier, the only way to reconnect is make sure you build that bridge. That bridge is communication with details, understanding who that person is. So if you understand the person, then you know that maybe that person is not either in the mood, maybe they tired from just getting off work, maybe they going through something, or y'all going through something. So you have to me, space is, time is not just time. Time is also space. Sometimes you have to give people the space they need to get back to that point. And in the midst of that, Liza, go back to the prayer closet, because that works.
And J. Marie Coleman said pretty much the same thing we said, and that was good what you said. She said, when that happens, communicate that time wasn't on the side of communication. You can make the time, even if it's tomorrow.
Even if it's tomorrow.
Be intentional about what you ask your partner so that they also understand what you're asking. What's your mindset? What's on your mind isn't always what's in their mind. Exactly.
That's true. That's
great.
So get to know what, like, give that person time, and they will come around to just really giving you that moment. But like she said, communicate. That means give them the opportunity to understand where you're coming from, and even asking a question. Sometimes people get offended when a question is asked in the midst of something that may be going on, and they don't want to talk about it because they feel like the wall has gone up because you offended them, and now they got to put their dukes up. Sometimes it's like that. It depends on the
and
situation.
Even
really.
And even with time, because that goes another thing with time. Time should be the right time. Because your time may not be the right time for somebody else. Like my wife said, they may really truly be trying to filter through some emotions that they had to deal with early in the day. And then you come with, you know, what you need to address, which is not wrong, but it may not be the right time.
Right.
It may not be the right
time.
And
let me tell y'all something. You have to read the room. Like, I attribute a lot of the conversations that my husband, that Pastor Jay and I had, that changed the atmosphere and caused us to have a greater connection, I attribute it to when I asked God, help me to know when to go. Help me to know when to go. And he always made a space. And it seemed like I always knew when the moment was. And when we end up talking, it's almost as if, and I believe that it is, if God put something in his, tugged on his heart in that same area. It's like God was working behind the scenes on him. So when we came together, and it has happened vice versa, we've had really tough conversations when at one point in our even just knowing each other, we couldn't even have hard conversations because it just didn't go, it didn't go well at all. But now we are able to have those tough conversations because I had to learn, Lord, show me when to go. And when he said go, I went.
And sometimes, and then too, sometimes, Aunt Liza, a lot of times we don't really consult with God of even how to even approach. And sometimes if we consult God, if we take the very thing that's hard to talk about to God, I guarantee you, because me and my wife do it all the time. This is how
we do that.
There was certain conversations that I couldn't have with her. And I didn't even take the conversation to her.
Come on.
I took it to God. And then within maybe an hour or two later, she came with me about the conversation that I took to God. And she came to me with the conversation saying, you know what, babe, something. And I'd be like, whoa, it works. It does
it
work.
It does. But see, people give up on it because they go with the thing of wanting their way or wanting it to work out in the way they want it. God has millions and trillions of ways he works out every single situation, ways we wouldn't even fathom or think about. So when you go, drop the expectation of the outcome you want to have and just know that the outcome that is going to happen, that's what God needs to happen.
Yes.
And then over time, you'll realize when you start paying attention and having your ears and your eyes keen to what the Spirit is saying, you'll realize, wow, he is telling me. Oh, wow, he did help me. But because now I've surrendered my will to his will, I can see it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nothing
true.
Like being able to see.
That's true. The Robin, she said, a great partnership will have both partners tackle the daily task as a team so that you free up the time for each other. Now, Robin, that is one of the elements of communication that we're going to tackle right now after I read the rest of these comments. Tanisha says shutting down is often a coping mechanism.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to explain that.
Okay, Tanisha, you explained it for yourself, but what I got from it is people learn to shut down. It starts when you're young. People, when you grow up in a household where you can't talk back or you have to listen or it's like you'll get smacked in the mouth if you say something back, you learn to just
shut down,
hold it in. You train yourself. It's almost like the shutdown. I don't want to deal with that. Sometimes people go through things in their life where they just don't want, they can't deal with anything else. They don't want to deal with nothing, so they shut down or they withdraw. That's what a shutdown is. It's really a withdrawal. So sometimes people shrink back and withdraw as a coping mechanism to keep themselves safe. Mm-hmm. And the thing about that is I would like to encourage people that if you created that as a coping mechanism, and we know that withdrawing and shutting down does not offer healthy connection, because that's really what you want and you need, then you have to get through some rejection issues. You have to get through and face and sit in it, the abandonment, and pay attention to the fact that now you're an adult. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. And I had to deal with things as a child. I had to stay because I couldn't leave. I was a child. But now that I'm, when I became a man or an adult, I put all of that stuff to the side. And now I have the ability, the wisdom, and the capacity to create a different way of not shutting down, but being present instead of shrinking back.
Elijah said, we can sit hours, and if I am not talking, we not talking, so I just have to stop talking. Like I said, like we said on Liza, sometimes we, when it comes to conversating, especially with our spouses, a lot of times because we don't invite God into the conversation, then we kind of figure, we kind of catch ourselves trying to handle the situation ourselves, because really what's going on is I really want you to understand how I feel, so I got to give you my feelings. So when we take the feelings out of it and have the conversation with God, I'm telling you that is a method that works for me all the time.
And you know what? People, listen, this is the deal. If ever there was a time, and I'm going to put it right here, if there was ever a time where I just really wanted to talk to Jesse, Pastor Jay, and he wasn't interested and he was in the shutdown mode, if that was something that we dealt with presently, in the past, I would get upset. I would feel rejected. I would feel like I'm sick of this, you know, and I wouldn't really know how to handle it well. I had to come from that and mature to the place of, okay, you know what? Maybe God's saying he's not the person I'm supposed to be talking to right now. Maybe this is my season of silence. Maybe this is my season where I just need to, God saying, I'm trying to get your attention while you trying to get his attention. And I'm showing you through him how you making me feel, because you trying so hard to get him to listen to you. And I've been trying so hard to get you to listen to me. So how about this? Let's get in order. You talk to me and I'll talk to him. That's the cross.
And also,
talk to me and I'll talk to him. And then I'll bring y'all together to have a good conversation.
True. Exactly. And also remember this also, we're going to move on. Also this, remember, communication is influential. So remember this. You can get somebody to talk about something they want to talk about. So I may not want to talk about your feelings. I may not want to talk about my wife's feelings at the time because I'm dealing with my own feeling. But if she comes around and talk about something that I like to talk about and influence the conversation to go, now she can kind of come in through another door and still get and probably bring the conversation out and chip away at it. Like Robin said, you got to chip away at it and kind of bring it up in an influential way where it's, you know, where you're making me, wow, okay, this is a nice conversation that I really truly want to have.
And so,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, because the thing is, because women are detailed, a lot of times your approach about conversations can shut a man down. And sometimes this shutdown really don't even have to do with you being in a defense mechanism. It's already knowing that I don't even want to answer these questions that I feel that I already sense that you're about to come with. So sometimes your approach, and it may be a honest approach, but sometimes your approach will make a man think, oh, you about to come with this. Oh, I got to answer that. And I just don't want to do that right now.
And sometimes you've been with a person so long and so many different things have happened and so many different things have been swept under the rug, unaddressed. So many different things have gone unnoticed, inconsiderate on either end,
yeah,
that you get to a point where you just begin to live in the disconnect and be all right with it. Some people, they have, like, and I've experienced this with a friend of mine. He was beat down, and I'm not saying this specifically for you, Aunt Liza. I'm not saying that. But this is his situation. He was beat down so much verbally by his wife over time that all of a sudden he just went inside himself. It was like he was not very verbal anymore around her. He, because it was that thing of he really just didn't want to be judged. He didn't want to be beat down by her anymore. So he just began to shrink back. He just began to, like, just get silent. So, like I said, that's to each his own. And you said he likes to gaslight and put up his defenses. You also have to understand that a lot of times men going through stuff internally. And if he's going through stuff internally, it could be some things he's never even spoken out of his mouth to you. You have to, at that point, be his helper. And what does a helpmeet do in a time where a man gaslights? Because that stuff, that gas is coming from within. No pun intended. Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
I'm talking to Eliza. That gas is coming from within. Those defenses, those are dukes. That's a fighting position. Who is he fighting? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, he or she who does that is really fighting something internally, and it has nothing to do with you. So those are the type of things that you really truly have to go and say, okay, God is real. He's a real person. You can go to God and say, God, this is what I'm dealing with. This is where I am with it. I'm tired of him making me feel like my emotions are this. He gaslighting me. He's putting up his defenses. We don't talk no more. We don't have a good conversation. And I'm trying. I need some help. And he will give you the help. Trust. The help is on the way once you do that.
Mind Provoking said that's a trauma response.
Uh-huh.
Which mends your body defense. Hence defense mechanism. Defense is avoidable actions. Coping is peaceful self-care mechanisms.
She getting some practice
on here with her.
So defense is avoidable action.
Family and families. I want to congratulate her for getting her license in marriage and family therapy.
Hey,
I'm coming right behind you, daughter.
Hey. So she says defense is avoidable actions. When people put up their defense, it's like they put the wall up. And yeah, that's an avoidable action.
It is because it happens because of trauma. So, we develop mechanisms to deal with trauma that we haven't dealt with.
Right.
So that's true. Usually what happens when we shut down like that or you get gaslighted. These are all trauma defense mechanisms that we don't even realize that a lot of people have.
Mama Pearlie says, I think if prayer is done before the start of the conversation,
yes,
emotions will be calmer and ears will be open to hear. I love that. I'm going to give you a heart for that one. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. And I definitely agree. Emotions, and that's practical. She said emotions will be calmer. And that's what you need sometimes when it's time to have that conversation.
But here's the next one because this hour goes quick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The next one is like Robin said earlier, the two have to chip away together. So the next effective element of communication is team.
Okay, talk about that.
It's team. Uh-huh. It's team. Now we have to really because we think differently. And because we have different opinions, because we have different point of views,
right,
we have to come together and bring those point of views together with the level of respecting each other's opinion. Uh-huh. So what we sometimes don't do is if you give your opinion, I look down on your opinion, but we don't realize that your opinion is a bright idea, and I need to understand as a team player that our ideas together only come together to make an idea, a one great idea.
It'll make that idea bulb brighter.
Yeah, like, it makes one great idea.
That big old bulb.
Yeah, so we don't look down. So in other words, what we're doing is we're acknowledging each other's strengths. And we're building each other's strengths.
Okay.
And that's what we have to do, especially when it comes to teamwork.
Okay.
So if you're better at paying the bills, I can't argue with my perspective of how to pay the bills when your strength is that, you know what I'm saying?
Getting so, but
we can bring our opinions and our emotions on how we can get them paid. But the thing is that we respect each other's opinions and we chip away at the things that come against us coming together as a team. Because guess what? Where there is unity, there is strength.
And where there is unity, there is connection.
There is connection.
You can't help but be connected.
You can't help but be connected.
And I remember it was a time, being transparent, we're going to keep it real right here. It was a time, and it just happened probably about 2 weeks ago. I asked Pastor Jay something about paying a bill. It was something, and he got offensive. Is it defensive? He got on the defense, and he was like, I've been doing it for 10 years, and now it was like, no.
That was offensive. That was the offense.
You was offended.
Yeah.
And it was like, hold up. And sometimes you have to reassure people that the way you just took that wasn't the way I was bringing it.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain. Hold up. This is the deal. Sometimes you got to come with that look. Your red flag went up, but I got my white flag, and I'm going to chop your red flag down so that I can help you understand that you don't have to bring that up like that. That this is what I was saying. You took that the wrong way. You've been doing good at how you've been handling it for the last 10 years. However, I was asking a question because I wanted to know because of, you know, so the details, the narrative in his head took him somewhere else. And it was like, hold up. No, I'm not trying to demean how you do it. I'm just saying, I wanted to know because of something that was so very unrelated to the thought that was in his head. So sometimes we have to, when people get offended with us, we have to stop and say, wait, because the communication, I want to keep that communication flowing. I want to keep that bridge safe so we can keep connecting. I can't get offended back. I can't just blow up back. I can't just come at you back. What I have to do is come to you with helping you get an understanding of where I was coming from, if you're willing to listen. If you're not willing to listen at the time, then maybe we could do it like somebody on here said, tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
But it's necessary for me to help you understand where I was coming from so that there would not be a disconnect.
Liza, I want to say this to you, too, and I really appreciate you, and I love you dearly.
Yes.
And sometimes, even when you're going to God, too, you know, sometimes we can... to help with communication, you can bring us in the communication. Me and my wife would love to sit down and talk to you guys, and we can help be a help to the bridge. Because sometimes you got to use the reinforcements and the resources that God has allowed you to have. So, and if we don't, we're having our first service here in Houston on the 28th, right, of January.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Sunday afternoon at 5:30. We're going to give you guys the address,
and it's going to be about,
and it's going to be
like how we're
yeah. This is
that.
How we're going to start. This is our service.
Communication.
Yeah, communication. We got some teachings, some marital personal teachings, some relationship teachings, and we want y'all to be there, Mama Pearly. We definitely want y'all to be there. We're going to get y'all information when we get up, when we get in the car after the show, and we're going to give y'all the address because we want y'all to be there and bring your husband, Aunt Liza.
Okay, wait. I do apologize. I'm gonna let you finish to the period. My bad.
Yeah. We're not gonna. Like I said, we can definitely be a resource and a tool to help bridge the communication. So yeah, we will definitely inbox you the information because we want y'all there. And I promise you, we just it may take a It may take the resources that God has given you to help with to bridge the communication, because there's some things that maybe he's dealing with that we just need to unpack.
Okay, so Aunt Liza, I want to speak to this question, this statement you made. She says, I am going to God every day. I want us to be on the same spiritual level. It's not my job to heal the trauma. I pray for him daily. He does avoiding. Let me say this, and this is the thought that I had when I read this. God is not trying to, not that he won't. He is going to change him, but he's trying to change you. You praying for God to change him. God wants to use your spiritual level to change him, and it's going to take some time, that chipping away that was spoken earlier. Mm-hmm. So we had a podcast a few weeks ago, and someone says, change your prayer. Lord, you know what? This is what's going on with him, but help me. Help me that even if it's, whether it's him or anybody else that has this kind of personality or demeanor, that I wouldn't know how to be with in around a person like that. I had to do that as well. And Pastor Jay had to do that with me as we were learning to grow in our relationship.
That's right.
It was like, okay, I'm praying for him. And at one point, God helped me to understand, okay, you keep praying for him. I'm trying to change you. And when I change you, the way the change is in you will change him. And it did. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen. But like I said, we're having it live and living color. This is what our church looks like. And
live and in person.
Live and in person. So we're going to send you guys the information when we get up. It is, and it's very intimate. So, yeah. You know,
it's our first service to God.
To you guys. So the last one, and we got to move on. The last one.
The last element
is truth. So we did tone.
Ooh, Jesus, we should have did that one.
We
first.
Did time. We did
team. And now it's the truth.
And now is truth.
Truth.
And truth. So truth is, now here's the thing that this, you have to allow people to deal with their emotions and to deal with situations and not penalize them for how they feel. Case in point, if I tell my wife something and she does not like it, I have to allow her to process what her emotions could not take. I can't penalize her for how she feels.
Right. This is growth, people.
This is how you create a level of being truthful. You allow the space for truth to happen because it does not come with penalty.
This is growth. I'm telling y'all.
Come with penalty.
I have to say this. Y'all, no, I interrupted you, but I have to. This is growth, people. You are here on Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, and you guys are experiencing with me another level, another milestone in the growth of Pastor Jay. Let me tell y'all something. This man used to say, women don't understand. They don't want to know the truth. If I tell you that I did something and you get mad, that's why men don't want to. And it's like, I used to be like, but no.
Yeah.
You can't get mad at me. If you did something wrong and I found out and I ask you about it and you tell me the truth eventually or however it goes down and I have feelings about the truth, I didn't do it. You did. You did something to hurt me. And because you did something to hurt me, my emotions, I feel the hurt. And you got to give me an opportunity to process my emotions and be hurt behind what you did to hurt me. This is growth, people. We're going to take a moment of silence.
Yeah,
A moment of silence.
Okay, boom, boom. There's a moment. Because okay. I got to fit one more and the time is gone. So the last one is trust.
Wait, babe, okay, truth.
We did truth. But I got to fit. We'll come back to that. Uh-huh. But let me get the last one. The last one is trust.
Trust. What's the difference in truth and trust?
Trust is I care about. If I continuously show that I care about your emotions and I care about the way that, you know, how you feel.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we don't care. And if you be, and if you show a level of not caring, then you it's hard to build trust with somebody who doesn't care about how you feel.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So and then what happens is in that is like I'm not being judgmental on how you feel. I'm not being critical on how you feel. That was stupid. Oh, that
and
was
I
dumb.
Can tell you know what I'm saying? Without you throwing it back
yeah,
up in my
without
face.
You throwing it back in my right. face. Because now I can trust that if I give it to you, you're not gonna take it and throw
it
back.
Safe.
Yeah, you're gonna put it in a safe place.
Cultivate
you're gonna
it,
pray for it,
throw it
you're gonna
at Jesus
cause it back.
Feet.
To, throw
on.
It, there you go.
Come on,
you
gonna
that's
do the right
how you
thing
build
with
trust.
It. You're gonna do the right thing with it. That's how you build trust. But you gotta be truthful to me first.
Yes.
You got to tell me the truth. Give me an opportunity to process my truth, your truth.
It is processing the truth without destroying the trust.
Yeah, because to be honest, the way to bring the truth back to a place of wholeness, I mean, the situation back to a place of wholeness is by telling the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth will yield forgiveness. It'll yield some tears. It'll yield that whatever that moment is that you need it. Because if you understand, a lot of times, I don't know about men so much, but
that's
as a
right.
woman, a lot of times, a woman just want to know the truth. And she, a thing that a woman would say, if she knows something and she asked you, especially if it was over time, and you don't tell the truth, when the truth eventually come out, the one thing that you'll notice that she says, I knew I wasn't crazy.
And the thing is, see, here's the thing. A lot of us really don't, we're not truthful because we don't want to deal with the emotion that comes
with
the truth. So what happens is we hold back the truth, and then what we do holding back the truth is we destroy trust. But the point is they both work hand in hand and they're both important because again, you have to allow people to filter through what, because the truth, sometimes it hurts. The truth sometimes cuts like a knife. Ooh. So you got to allow the cut, the wound to you got to allow the blood to come out a little bit, but that blood don't stay there when it's healed up with a little Neosporin on it, you know what I'm saying? And that Neosporin is that caring, is that, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, you know, and then understand this too. Building trust also comes with taking responsibility in the things that you do.
Wow.
And taking responsibility yes. builds trust. You take responsibility for your actions. You take responsibility for some of the things that we say
right.
that destroys the trust.
And responsibility is so attractive. When somebody takes responsibility, it's so attractive. You would not believe the doors you will open when you take
yes.
responsibility.
Take responsibility.
And you hold yourself accountable. For
yes,
the
I said
that
this. I said this. Sometimes when I tell my wife certain things, yes, she gets upset. And I, you know, but I would. But the thing is, because I know she's upset, I have to let her process that level of upset because there's a level of thought that goes on. So I have to allow that. I can't. Oh, you acting. That's why I'm like telling you nothing, isn't it? And it's like once you do that, what you do now is. Now you go into the mindset of the detail that's going on in the head. And what you do is you add more detail.
Yeah.
You add more detail with the weaponizing of not allowing them to be able to deal with what the truth caused.
Baby, and that weapon is a Uzi, because if you don't allow a woman to deal with what she's her emotions, her thoughts, then she will come out.
She's gonna come back out. And that's not what you want.
Everybody shut up.
Take accountability. Don't be critical.
Not literally.
Don't be critical. Don't be judgmental. You know what I'm saying? Take responsibility for your mistakes and your actions. Take responsibility for it. Because this builds a level of healthy communication and building the bridge of people's hearts.
Yeah, from one heart to the other.
From one heart to the other.
That's where the connection is in my heart. If he can reach my heart, then we can connect. The only way he'll be able to reach my heart is if he gets to know me, if he considers me, if he gives me the time to process, if he's truthful to me, and if he gives me a place where he respects and I can trust the words that come out of his mouth
and
the actions he take. I have to say one thing Robin said. I have to say this.
Yeah, sure.
Robin said, truth hurts. Because it fosters growth. That's why they call it growing pains.
Come on, Robin. Robin, we're going to bring you back on here with my daughter.
Look, let me tell you, if you want to grow, tell the truth. Let it hurt.
But see, this is why communication is so important. Because remember this, our words could either heal or they could either destroy.
Yeah.
Because the power of life and death, it lies in the tongue. So that means what you say out your mouth could either bring death or it could bring life. Right. That's how powerful our words are. So we have to understand that because we have the power to do that, we have to use these things now to be effective in what we say, because we want it to bring life.
We have to, yeah.
We want it to bring things that will not destroy, but it would bring a level of trust. It would bring a level of honor. It would bring a level of respect.
Yeah.
It would bring a level of healing.
Yeah.
It would bring a level of understanding. And it would bring a bridge that would build the hearts. And what you put in the heart is what's going to come out of your mouth.
And then that's the cycle.
And that's the cycle.
It's either going to be health
or
it's going to be death.
And so you
got the other.
Exactly. And as the head, we got to make sure that we're understanding that we're making sure that this cycle is going healthy. Truth, growing pains. Truth, growing pains.
Yeah.
Truth, growing pains.
Accountability.
Trust, accountability.
Yes.
Spending time. You know what I'm saying? These things go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Time, tone, truth,
team,
trust. And
that's the hand, baby.
Yeah.
Grab me. With the hand.
So listen, y'all.
So we can connect. Oh, give me your hand. Connection. Y'all see how that worked?
That bridge was built.
Connection.
To
I love
heart.
It.
Write the tablets of your heart.
Write
them on your heart. But listen, y'all. Listen, y'all in the Houston area, we will be starting our very first service. And it is truly a service. It is truly service to the people of God.
That's what the service is.
This is the vision that God has given us for 2020 for God's kingdom.
Yeah.
We want to be servants to you.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you the things that you need.
Yes.
We're not trying to come tickle your ear and make you emotional and do all. We're not coming to do that. We're going to deal with some real issues, and God has given us the power to help to be able to heal and to set free.
Yes. So listen.
So we asking y'all we have the address to the place. It's a nice place.
We're going
to
send out the flyers. I'm going to inbox people.
We're going to inbox.
Personally.
But next week, we'll have it up. We're going to be putting it up for those who are in the Houston area. We want to see you on the 28th of January. And that's when it starts.
And I just had another thought to close us out. I have to go back to what Robin said. She says the truth hurts because it fosters growth. Y'all listen, it's a lot of facts out there. It's a lot of facts. But truth trumps facts. And the truth, the only truth that is never wavering, that stays the same, is the word of God. So if it doesn't line up with the truth, then there is no growth and you stay stagnant. Some of us need to start speaking more truth so that the people and the loved ones around us can grow, even if it hurts.
That's right. We love you guys. Listen, y'all.
We love you.
Listen, y'all.
Sacred Stone Studios
is in the building.
We love you here in Houston, in Emancipation, Third Ward.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
Sacred Stone Media.
Let me do this. Third Ward. Let me do it like that. Third Ward. Sacred Stone Studios.
And listen, I want to say this before we go off the line. Listen, y'all. If we don't agree with something, especially if somebody's level, because I'm not doing this because we don't do this podcast to destroy anybody who is
absolutely
doing work
not.
For the kingdom. And I don't expect anybody who is kingdom minded to destroy anybody through social media. That is something that I stand against. I stand against people using social media as a platform to make other men and women of God look bad. That is not good. And that is not of God. That is not of God, because the scripture says if you got an ought against your brother, you go to them in the spirit of love. It don't say put it on social media and make them look bad and give your level of criticism and your level of judgment and your level of. No, that's not for you to do.
Inbox them if you don't know.
Yeah, if you don't know the number, find the number and you talk to them about how you feel. We
got
to stop this as a body of Christ,
because
we're actually making the church look like what the people think about us already. That we're a joke.
Yeah.
And is making and is exposing the wrong way. God don't need our help exposing. He's going to do that on his own.
Go to them. go
I'm
to.
I'm sorry, I just had to say that. I know you did.
Because
I'm sick of what's going on the airwaves today, and we talking about these are our truths.
We have to remember Satan is the prince of the air.
Come on, man.
That's happening the wrong way. He's having a blast. He loves it. We are not on his side, so we have to take what he loves and turn that thing upside down. Do it the right way, in private,
not on a social media platform, and to get 24,000 likes.
The truth. It'll help you grow. That's the truth. It'll help you grow. You might not like it.
Yeah, come on.
It may hurt, but that's the truth. All right, so for anybody who is on right now, smash that like button. We love you
guys. Please share this, y'all.
Always
please share. Please share. Like and share.
Mama Pearly, I have not forgot about you. I got you coming. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Y'all listen, a lot of people are fasting around the world today. Take it seriously because God says he's doing a new thing. He said, now it springs up.
Yes.
It's happening now. We love you, my girl. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor J.
Until next Tuesday, same bat channel, same bat time.
Peace. Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.